can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of thanks for visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today. Hi, I'm Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting.
And this is Success Unlocked, Season 1. Let us explain.
So our mission here at Thanks for Visiting is to unite and equip short-term rental hosts to create unique and safe spaces-turned businesses, to strengthen guest and community trust so we can ensure the longevity and profitability of independent hosts. And of course, to bring more host voices to the forefront.
It's one thing to hear our perspective on short-term rental business building strategies, but we wanted to bring more value to you by introducing other incredible hosts to the Thanks for Visiting stage.
So we are excited to present to you this season of Success Unlocked, where our Hosting Business Mastery Membership coaches will discuss operations, social media, unique builds, co-hosting strategies, and so much more.
Today's show, The System Shakedown, is hosted by Wendy Doris. She owns a highly sought-after property management company in Scottsdale, Arizona. With 10-plus years of experience in the short-term rental space, Wendy has had tremendous amount of success in establishing efficient systems.
She has created seamless operations to allow her the opportunity to focus on increasing revenue and profits. Specifically, Wendy has perfected the design of her listings. And this isn't limited to physical design in the space. She has studied listing design to optimize booking results, and she is obsessed with the process. Let's get to today's episode.
Hi, guys. This is Wendy, and I am here with Kylan Pimley and Stacey Race, and I'm so excited to talk wedding group hosting. So we're talking bridal parties getting ready, family of the wedding. Who else? I don't know. We'll let them talk about it. Okay. So Kylan, can you give us a little background about your hosting and where you're at?
Sure. I am in Washington State. We're in the Columbia River Gorge. We have two properties that are very close to wedding venues, and the Columbia River Gorge is a wedding venue destination area. It's very beautiful. And we have a large house that sleeps 13, and that's generally where the bridal parties come and families of the bride or families of the groom. And then our second property is sleeps 2, and we get a lot of wedding guests just in town for the wedding. Most likely they are attending the wedding that is staying at the other property.
Great. And Stacey, tell me about where you are located and what kind of properties you have.
So first of all, we got to address this, right? Kylan and I don't do this every day, but thought it would be fun for today. Happy to be here. I am located down in Louisiana, just outside of New Orleans, a city called Covington, which is called the North Shore of New Orleans. We're about a 45-minute drive from New Orleans, but it's more suburban area. And evidently, before I started this, I didn't quite realize that we really are a destination spot for people in South Louisiana. So you get hitched. So I have two separate properties here in Covington. My first is in our downtown Covington area, right in the heart of downtown, within walking distance of wedding venues and other little micro hotel that's really cute. So we get a lot of people in the downtown area that want to come in for weddings. It's called the LaCroix. It sleeps up to 15. And then I have Sleepy Lagoon, the properties of Sleepy Lagoon, which is where I'm sitting right now. We have three homes. I live in one home and I short-term rent the other two. They sleep total up to 14. So we've kind of become known as the bridal party wedding, you know, weekend place for brides and their bridesmaids, even grooms and their groomsmen, to get ready the day of the wedding. Or sometimes they'll check in on Friday and stay till Sunday. So it all varies. But we also do a lot of things revolving around weddings. So we do a lot of showers and engagement parties, proposals out, Sleepy Lagoon's on 18 acres, and it's very well manicured. It's park-like. So there's a lot of different like photo opportunities and things to do out here that wedding-wise, it's kind of a one-stop shop for a lot of different things.
So you're a little bit busy, is what you're saying.
A little busy.
Yeah. So if you guys can't see them because you're listening to this, they totally punked me and are wearing veils. And I know the both of them from HBMM. So they're both members. And so it does dress this show up a little bit, for sure, with your veils. I did want to talk about how you got into, you know, the wedding group business. Like, did you look for that kind of property? Did you know that's the kind of that would be gravitating towards your properties? Kylan, why don't let you?
I'll go.
Okay, go ahead.
I've told this story so many times. Yeah, I did not. I bought my first STR from someone that was already renting it out. And one of her main pieces of advice to me was, whatever you do, don't host brides. Okay. This was 5 years ago, and I didn't for about a year. I also didn't have very many requests for it, so it wasn't that big of a deal. But then along comes a really good friend of mine, shout out to Melissa, who kind of begged me. She wanted her son and the groomsmen to get ready there because it was close in downtown, blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, this one time, I'll let it, you know, happen. Let's see how it goes. They were fantastic. Maybe it helped that they were family friends, but they were just incredible. And the photography that came out of it that she shared with me, and then I posted, and it was just a trickle down effect. I also have to say I have four kids that are all in their 20s. So two have gotten married in the past 2 years. So they're all in that phase where they know tons of people that are getting married. And so I get a lot of referrals. So that's how my journey began.
And Kylan, what about your property? Did you know that that's the kind of guest you're going to get?
I didn't know it would be to the magnitude that it is. I knew that the properties were near a very large wedding venue and we would get wedding guests occasionally, but I didn't realize that, I mean, at this point, the majority of our reservations during wedding season are wedding parties or families of the groom, families of the bride, the bridal parties themselves. I assumed that since we were so close to the wedding venue that we would get wedding guests. I just didn't realize how much this would be, how often I would be interacting with brides. Yes.
Right. No right. Idea. And you know what, Stacey, you said something I hadn't thought about is that, I mean, weddings are the event where the cameras come out professionally and unprofessionally. But I bet you have so much content. Do you get those photos from the photographer themselves or the brides?
Usually it's from the family. Sometimes I have partnered with photographers to actually bring them in to stage things. And I have an uncle who is actually a wedding photographer, so that helps. So he's fine with sharing things with me if they happen at my properties. It's interesting. So like I put up QR codes in my spaces and encourage the bridal party and the guests, the moms, the dads. I kind of give the maid of honor, I ask her to be kind of my like point of contact so that I don't have to bother, you know, the mom or the mother of the bride. So sometimes I'll get some sneak peek stuff, but you have to be real careful. Like, so you don't want to be the one that posts something about Susie Q's wedding before she does, or she might not quote approve that, you know, image. So it's it's a little back and forth ish. But if the bride or the mother of the bride sends me something and says, hey, it's cool to post, then I do. So
that's cool. And then so Kylan, do you have like people getting ready for their weddings and like the photographers in there while the bride's getting dressed and that before the wedding moment when they're all getting ready? Do you get those photos? Do you ever see those after?
I have not seen one. I've asked, and I mean, I think that they're pretty, they've been pretty sacred to that family. And so I've asked, and I ask once, and if I don't hear back, then I don't ask again. We generally don't have, we just have like hair and makeup artists come in. We haven't had an actual photographer come in. And we do ask that, since it's not a, we're not a wedding venue, we're not really set up for it at the big house. We ask for all the vendors' contact information so that we know who's coming on and also who I could potentially partner with as well and create relationships within the community. But I have not seen a photo. I would love to see a photo of getting ready in our properties.
I know. I bet it'll be so pretty.
Yeah, I have the unique opportunity too. Like I said, a lot of these are referrals, and they're, I also was a cheerleading coach for almost 20 years. So a lot of the girls that I've coached are now getting married. So I have really close ties with a lot of these brides. And as I said, I also live on the properties at Sleepy Lagoon. So sometimes I'll just kind of hop over. I'll take my own footage and I tell them I won't post it until they approve it. But then I kind of store it, you know, for 2 months until they get their shots. And then I get approval and post then. So it's never like the day of, ooh, look, here's what's happening.
Right. You know, yeah, behind the scenes.
The bridal. No, none of that.
So one thing I wanted to know is if you guys have done anything physically at your properties, like physically to the property to cater to the specific guest. It's not a normal, you know, there's going to be people coming in that aren't necessarily staying there, right? Like if the bridal party's coming, they're not staying there. Is there anything physically that you've done?
We made some changes just from, we put a lot more mirrors in the property. A lot more mirrors.
So a lot of mirrors.
Full length mirrors in all the bedrooms. And we also put those close up mirrors in all the bathrooms. We provide Q-tips, makeup wipes, extra makeup towels, bobby pins, that kind of stuff.
That's a good idea.
All those things. And you probably have these too, Kylan, like a hanging rack for the bridesmaids' dresses, professional steamer. I've got mimosa bars that, you know, it's not an extra charge, but they can use and set it up however they want for mimosas or Bloody Marys or whatnot. Yeah, little stations for hair and makeup. I have a room upstairs in the large home at Sleepy Lagoon. And my next project is to do one of those rooms where it's like the actual makeup bar. With the,
it's a glam room.
Lights, a glam room. Yeah, so.
Don't tell anybody, but I want to have a house with a glam room.
Yeah, just for you. Why not?
not for me, in one of my houses for a guest to use.
I would like one just for me.
totally would be fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so what else are you guys offering with, like, is there anything above just hosting the guests? Like, do you do concierge? Do you do any other services for the guests while they're there for the wedding guests?
Yeah, I'll start if you want. And I'm pretty sure Kylan and I both do this. As soon as there's a booking, I send out like a Google form that asks specifics, just, you know, name of the mom, name of the mother-in-law, the groom, maybe maid of honor, if they know that yet, and bridal party size, if they know that yet. When I get that, I also send them a preferred vendors list, because over the years, I've gotten really close with a lot of great vendors that know my properties and I trust, and I know they're insured and blah, blah, blah. So I send that as well as a list of concierge services for them to be thinking about while they're planning. They could also, you know, obviously host a shower here or an engagement party here. So those kind of things. But as it pertains to the day of the wedding, we offer someone that comes in to be kind of the day of contact on site at the premises that will help keep the food warm if they're serving a brunch, and we'll kind of pick up if they have a lot of bridal parties that come, get ready, go to the wedding and reception, and then we'll come back and spend the night. So she will do her Mary Poppins and make sure everything is tidied up and the, you know, everything is hung and beds turned down, kind of a turned down service, but with a little more oomph, and sometimes even set out an after rehearsal, you know, setup of late night food. So it can be all encompassing. And we also, we do a lot for, which I think this is really special for Sleepy Lagoon. We cater a lot to grooms and groomsmen for the day of, because we have 18 acres and we have stocked lagoons and ponds that they can fish, they can barbecue, we can set up a crawfish boil. You know, we've got games for them, outside games to play, cornhole. We also have, we back up to the river. So there's a sandy beach. They can go hang out down there. One groomsman and his guys actually did skeet shooting at the back of the property and shot skeet. You know, it's the opportunities are really kind of endless at Sleepy Lagoon because it's so much bigger. We don't have neighbors. So there's, it's endless and it's fun.
That sounds pretty fun.
Yeah.
And so, Kylan, do you offer any concierge service at this point?
We have to be a little careful with concierge services as far as allowing like rehearsal dinners or extra guests to the property. We are located in a national scenic area, and so that restricts us a little bit. But we do offer services like fill the fridge. So if we know they're coming and they don't want to worry about groceries or just the basics, we do fill the fridge for them. We also do the turn down service. So that time when everybody's running around getting ready and then they leave for the wedding, that time between leaving from the wedding and coming back from the wedding, doing the dishes, wiping down the counters, just kind of doing the Mary Poppins, as Stacey put it. I think guests really appreciate that because it's like the whirlwind never happened and they can come back and have a relaxing evening after the
reception. That's so nice.
As a two-time mother of the bride,
yes,
that is most appreciated, to come back
it
and
is.
Not have to clean up a mess. Yeah.
Yeah, because you're going to be the one that's doing it.
Exactly.
Yes.
You know, this all sounds lovely, but what are the downsides? What's the bad stuff that happens?
I know I am so lucky, so I'm going to let Kylan take the lead on this. I think I had one complaint, and it was at the LaCroix in my downtown. We have a back deck that backs up to an actual resident that lives downtown, and it's right by her bedroom window. So I had to tell them to hush it or else. Other than that, it's just bobby pins everywhere. I mean, there's nothing that's been horrible for me, but you're on, Kylan.
You're so lucky.
Yeah.
You know, it's very tricky because I think, Stacey, I think you have a property that is just so lovely and such a special place for brides. And
she's also on site or nearby.
For one of them, yes. And I'm 5 minutes away from the other. So
yes. Yeah. Yes. And I'm not able to be on site. Mm-hmm. And our property's larger. It's 3 acres. And so we have the same kind of fun environment, like lawn games, and we have the hot tub and we have a fire pit and we have, you know, trails, and it's private, but it's also in a residential area. Mm-hmm. So the downsides, like the most common, is not the guest that booked the reservation, but another guest staying with that person says, hey, let's all go to Underwood Hideaway after the reception and we'll all hang out. Then 30 people show
up. Sounds innocent
enough. I know. I've learned to look at it in a positive way, that I feel very thankful that they like and love the property enough to invite their family and friends over. However, when judgment is impaired and 30 extra people are on the property, yeah, it goes sideways really quickly. And so unfortunately, I've had to be the bad cop a lot, basically just with the extra people and the noise, because I'm very protective of our neighbors and our community in that way. And I don't want to get the bad name of having a short-term rental. And
I think your place is kind of remote though, right? I mean, it's not, there's not a lot
a
of places
area.
To go up there.
The location is, it's on the Washington side of the gorge. It's on Underwood Mountain. And the venue is near the top of Underwood Mountain. It's a view of Mount Hood. It's absolutely beautiful. And I mean, they have weddings during the week. They are so busy. It's just gorgeous. And we're 2 miles away from down the mountain from that venue. So we're the stop on the way to all the hotels.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very easy to
veer on in. Yeah.
Yes. And again, like I love that our guests want to bring their families back to celebrate. And it's a life occasion, and it's a huge, huge event. I mean, I'll just give an example. So we had 2 guests ago. So 2 weeks ago, we had a guest rent the property. It was her niece was getting married. So it was her brother's daughter. So the father of the bride was staying at the property, but he wasn't the one on the reservation.
Mm.
So, and then there were some cousins that were, you know, staying at the property as well. And 10:15 at night, the noise aware alarm went off. And, you know, it's a decibel reader essentially. And it was the highest I've ever seen it. So, and that's the device that's inside the property.
Right.
And when that happens, I check the security cameras in the front to make sure that everything's okay. There were lights, there was blaring music, like it was full on. So I had to tell the guests that they needed to close it down.
Yeah.
And as you can imagine, it's just a horrible position to have to be in to say, you guys can't do that, you know?
Yeah, especially on wedding day or wedding weekend.
Especially on wedding day.
To be the Debbie Downer. Yeah.
Want to know our best kept hosting secrets? They're all inside our STR must-haves master list, our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host. The must-haves master list is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years. Picture this: your guest checks in to your short-term rental and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFE must-have master list by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best host didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.
Weddings are not our main guest, but we do have people that are in town for weddings. And now I know right away to say up front, I'm sorry, I know that you're going to be around a lot of friends and family that you probably haven't seen in a while. You're going to want to turn up. It can't be at our house. I'm sorry, only the people that are registered can come back to the house. And we've even had situations where it was very tame. There were 11 cars in a four, like at a house that can only really accommodate 4. And the neighbors, even though it was not loud, the neighbors started to freak out. Like, I think a party's happening. And it was really just family getting together. And I had to be that bad guy to go over there and shut it down because can't piss off the neighbors. But yeah, I mean, it is a, especially after people have been drinking and they've seen these people. Yeah. They haven't seen these people in a while. They're having a good time. Everybody wants to go back. And it happens for weddings. It happens for sporting events, like people in town for baseball tournaments, for the kids' baseball tournament, whatever. So it's like something you have to point out in the beginning.
And it's hard because it's not a very, I mean, for our property, it's not a very black and white policy for us, because I don't mind if grandma and grandpa want to come over.
Right.
2 extra people with a conversation of the understanding of our house rules and, like, you know, absolutely they are welcome to come over.
Right.
But then when everybody comes over, it's hard because, and it's, you know, we don't get not all of our wedding guests are bad. Obviously we have a lot of guests that ask ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And depending on the situation, if it's reasonable and I think they'll leave a positive impact on our community, I really don't care.
Yeah, I do have a lot of my bridal parties ask way in advance. And sometimes it makes sense to say yes. I have to keep in mind what time of year it is, which property. It's Sleepy Lagoon. It's normally not a problem. The only thing that I worry about is liability, guests that aren't staying here overnight and leaving my property. One thing that it's not going to stop the extra guests after the reception, but one thing that is a tip that I've found is, like you said in the earlier on this topic, just because, you know, Aunt Susan is the one that rented it, signed the rental contract, signed the house rule agreement, doesn't mean everyone coming across that threshold knows those rules. Yeah. So on wedding weekends, I have it says easy peasy wedding gathering rules. And it just has little bullet points of the main things that they need to know that their main, you know, the person on the contract signed on to agree to these rules. And I laminate them and I put them on every bed, on every bathroom countertop. They can't be missed. You know, it's like, oh, there's another one. But it's, you know, they know, oh, no glitter, no confetti. Got it. No vaping. Okay. Like, whether
I got that tip from you, I do the exact same thing. Yes.
Whether or not they choose to abide by them, but at least it's not, you know, the mom having to go, no, Joey, you can't do that. I signed a contract. Yes. You know, it's me being the heavy in a kind of nice, easy way. So just a tip for people out there that are considering. Yeah.
I love that.
That's a very good, that's a very good tip.
When you can like head off the problems that you know you may have from the beginning. I mean,
yeah. And I'll even say things like, you know, at the LaCroix, guys, I know the back deck is like the best hangout spot, you know, in this home, and it's fun and it fits everyone. Our quiet hours are, you know, 10 PM. After 10 PM, take it on inside. Cause guess what, guys, I will lose my license. You know, I put that out there. I'm not trying to be mean. This is just my business, my livelihood. Help me help you, you know, let's get this out there. So
take it inside, but also shut the windows.
Also shut the windows, shut the doors. Be quiet when you go back out to that igloo outside for your beer. Yeah. Just keep it down.
This is like a topic for an entire other episode of just signage. Like there could be a whole episode on signage.
Oh, yeah.
Because you want to put reminders and things in places where it makes sense so that they can understand the rules, what's expected, and know how to operate something. But you also don't want to make it like...
everywhere.
Yeah. Like stop doing everything. Yeah, that's just such a good tip to put it on the beds. I never thought of that. Good idea. Other thing I want to pick your brains about is partnerships and marketing yourself with the nearby businesses, because I know you both do that. Tell me about the different partnerships and people that you have reached out to nearby that have helped lock yourselves in as the place to rent.
So as I said, I had two daughters get married. And I didn't say this, but within 5 months of each other, thank you, girls. So I was in wedding La La Land for a really long time, as well as also hosting bridal parties. So I got to know a lot of the vendors personally and professionally. So I made so many connections. The shop where it's like the nicest bridal shop, I mean, I'll say that they're my favorite because they promote me all the time. They're called I Do. And both of my daughters found their wedding dresses there. So I started this relationship with the owner there. And now every bride that walks out their door with their little bag, with all their fun stuff, has my brochure in it. And that's been amazing. Like the best referrals in the world, because it's a higher end dress shop and the girls call me sometimes 2 years out and say, you know, in fact, I just booked a 2025 wedding today. Yeah. So it's, that I would think that's my hottest tip is yes, get in with those wedding vendors and form those relationships. I don't necessarily get kickbacks for a referral fee, but I just have really good working relationships with vendors, a caterer that I absolutely love that knows we have a commercial grade kitchen here at Sleepy Lagoon. Not every, you know, person knows how to use that, use those appliances. I love when he's the caterer because he knows the quirks, he knows the things. So it's just a little more peace of mind to make those connections and have those people again and again in your spaces. You trust them. That's a biggie for me.
Right. Yeah. And so Kylan, I know that you do this, Stacey, but Kylan, you work with the wedding venue down the street. Have you reached out to them?
We have talked on Instagram. The guests that come to me aren't looking for a wedding venue. They've already chosen it.
Okay.
And it's usually them. So I think it's more a one way. They're sending their guests to our listing. I usually have partnerships with the hair and makeup artists because they're the ones coming into the house. And so I get asked a lot, do you recommend anybody? And so I have a girl that I continuously promote. Yes. But it's interesting because our booking window is about 60 to 90 days. So by the time they find our property, their wedding is planned.
Oh, wow.
So it's basically just wrapping up the details. And I have connections. I'm not asked very often for those connections.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'm just the opposite. I feel like I get in with them at the very beginning. Sometimes even like I'll get contacted for the spot for the proposal. So, and then it comes full circle, which is really cool.
Well, I think you're a different part of the process. Like you're one of the first steps in planning a wedding because you're where you're getting ready, where you're getting married. And I'm where the extended family is going to stay.
Oh.
But oh wait, this property is so beautiful. Maybe we could have a brunch here, or maybe we could have we're kind of on the last minute.
That's a totally different booking window too.
No.
Right? I mean,
it's a very different booking window. Yes.
The family is kind of scrambling to tighten up those details where the bride's already done this a year in advance. Huh.
Right.
Didn't even think of that.
Yeah, and I'll say this too. My booking window on the OTAs, I'm on Airbnb and Vrbo. It's a 12-month out for all of my listings. However, I would say maybe 10% of my bridal contacts come from the OTAs. It is normally word of mouth in our community. I have it. You know, direct booking sites. I don't do instant book. I never have because I do specialize in this kind of thing. So I want to make sure that we're the right fit for them. I gave a tour to a bride yesterday I can't believe I'm doing it. I think I told you guys I'm considering it. Well, guess what? It's done. I am hosting a 70-ish person wedding reception out here in November. So taking that next step, and that has brought along a lot of different things that I've never done before, haven't thought about, but I did a lot of research before considering, and I'm going to do it. So
I have no
doubt. Say some prayers.
I have no doubt that you will not.
Say some prayers.
Oh, man.
We hosted one wedding, and it happened to be for our pool tech. And he said, it's going to be about 50. I should not be talking to the groom. I should have been talking to the bride because the day before I find out it's going to be more like 100. And I was like, this is a regular house in a regular neighborhood. So it worked out, but definitely keep an eye on those numbers. If there's anything I've learned but from the one wedding that we had at our place.
Yep.
Wow. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Well, I think you'll learn. Whether you want to do it again or not.
Right.
How far out is that wedding?
November 11th. He's a veteran getting married on Veterans Day. Isn't that sweet?
In 2024 or 2023?
Yeah. This year.
Okay. Well, you're going to learn
November.
Quick.
Wow. Yes.
Well, that's cool because even before we started this, I really did not like grasp that you guys have two different wedding you're obviously in different parts of the country, but two different wedding groups that you're even catering to.
Yeah.
There's so many because we have bachelorette parties, the bridal party, getting ready, the family of the that are coming to the wedding or friends. I mean, there's so many parts of this wedding industry that somebody could host. And I think it's such a great idea to just niche down into that and just be the best at that. And it seems like you guys have both done really well at that. Do you think that you would do it again Would you buy another property and repeat?
Oh.
I don't have a choice. We have so many wedding venues around us. It would be hosting cannibalism. It would not work. I would have to, I mean, in fact, we're setting up another one right now in the Gorge. And it is 4 or 5 miles from another wedding venue.
Wow.
It's going to be the same thing. So I'm just going to channel what I've learned and apply that to this new property as well.
Are you going to do anything different with this one that you didn't do with your own property?
Yes.
I mean, with your first one?
The neighbors, for a few reasons. The neighbors are closer at this new property. There's also a creek. So there's a little bit of a liability with the creek. It sleeps 8 instead of 13. But it has, I mean, it's on acreage. It has a huge deck. It has a detached private garage game room. I mean, it's going to be
fun.
It'll be really great.
That will be fun.
And again, I mean, you guys know it's an honor when guests want to bring their guests, their family to our properties.
I know. It feels like such a bummer. It feels like to be that person that's like, sorry, no, your friends can't come. I've even been on a trip with my husband and he plays water polo. And they're like, everybody's going back to this Verbo. Do you want to go with them? I'm like, I cannot break that rule. Does the host know this?
I cannot do that.
There's no way I can't be that person because I get mad at people like that. I mean, I totally understand.
I have an STR host honor system.
Right?
That would be against my morals.
Like, you're not going either. Sorry.
Right.
Well, is there anything else you guys want to share about the wedding groups that we haven't talked about?
Kind of along that same vein, I think just because I do get to know these families in the planning process a little while longer, that may be why, Kylan, I have a little bit of an advantage on on your that, you know, because in your situation, they don't know you. You know, yeah. You're a faceless, you know, you've got a name and whatever, you're the homeowner and host. But to me, I'm Miss Stacy, you know, like the bride and groom, like they meet me.
You're also in the South.
I am welcoming, but I also set the boundaries and I let them know. So one thing we didn't talk about, like I always, when people ask me like, how do I know if I'd be good at this? I'm like, first of all, you know, do you like working with people and communicating? Because this is not a one-time, thanks for the check-in info and have a good time. They want to know, I mean, there's just so much communication that has to go on, which is great, but are you that type of person? Are you willing to give tours? Because people aren't going to shell out thousands of dollars for a space when they really haven't seen it yet. Is it right for my bridal party? What, you know, they don't want to be, I guess, surprised when they get there. And I understand that. They get this one shot at this perfect day, you know. So are you willing to spend the time and do that and make that a connection? To me, that's a number one. It does, like full disclosure, it takes way more time than just having a business traveler come in and out or, you know, it just does. If you love hospitality, then it's great. But you're going to work your tail off. It's not a set it and forget it type business. It's a whole different ball of wax. And there's different things to consider as far as insurance. I had to learn about what is event insurance on top of my short-term rental insurance. There's just a lot more hoops, you know, so it is more work, but I also know now that it's a lot more lucrative than just your regular price that you can charge for a Saturday night in June.
And you're also booking
and wedding.
Sorry, I was just going to say you're booking 2 years out too. So
sometimes, yeah. So there's considerations. I had to figure that out today with the 2025. You know, I looked at that date in 2024 or that, you know, second weekend in whatever month and compared it to that. I also have to be in my neck of the woods. I have to be really careful about carnival season because, you know, you might think anywhere else a wedding in late January is like, ooh, who would pick that? But down here, that might be one of my highest selling weekends, you know, because it's a Mardi Gras weekend and people coming in mm-hmm. from out of town. So there's a lot to consider when it's a booking that's 24 months away. You got to put your thinking cap on and do the best you can to price up for inflation, but also figure out what those exact dates will look like in that particular calendar year. So, yeah.
I have a funny story for you, Stacey.
Go for it.
So one of the things you and I talked about, I don't know what it was a conference we went to, and you were like, just call your guests on the phone. You get a booking confirmation that comes in, pick up the phone and give them a call. And I'm like, oh,
panic.
What? So I did. I've done that this year 3 times. Uh-huh. And all 3 times, it was extremely awkward. My guest had no idea why I was calling. And I was like, I'm just calling to like welcome you to Underwood Hideaway. We're so excited to host you. I'm just wondering if there's anything specific you want me to know. No, we're good. So it's just,
totally different animals.
By the time they find our properties, they're done. They just want a place to be. And it's a very different.
I've gotten a sense over the years with which guests are, you know, I should do that with. One thing that I do, and I know I've said this to you guys and you think that I'm crazy, but every single booking I get, doesn't matter what the guest is coming in for, but I immediately log into my phone, you know, Kylan Pimley, whether it's Airbnb, Vrbo, PeerSpace, I'm on that too, or just, you know, direct it, how they booked, what space they're in, what city they're from, and what are their booking dates. So if Kylan Pimley calls me out of the blue, I can pick up the phone and say, well, hello, Kylan. How are you doing? I cannot wait to see you guys in August at the cottage. They're like, how in the what did she? Yeah, it goes so far, guys. And also, guess what? When I started in this business, I got burned really bad. That's a whole other story, not this podcast, but go get the Hospitable Host book and read my chapter 20, yes, about how I got hoodwinked. And all of a sudden, all of the hundreds of bookings that were promised to me for buying this, you know, already lucrative Airbnb, where the account was turned off and all those guests were poof in the air. So I'm also once bitten, twice shy. I know if Airbnb or Vrbo ever says, hey, guess what? We just pulled your listing for no reason, which they can. I have every single guest that has ever stayed with me. And I can contact them outside off platform and say, I'm still here, but next time, here's my website, which I do anyway. But yeah.
Do you ever send them?
No, I don't. I text them. I physically, personally text them after checkout. And it's a copy paste, but I change, you know, all the names and whatnot. And here's my website.
Has anybody replied opt out or no?
Never. Never. I do have some guests that even though they know normally they're business travelers and they choose to continue to book on platform because they're getting reimbursed from their company. And it just makes sense. They have an account or blah, blah, blah. And I respect that. I have one guest that does that. She's probably stayed 12, 15 times, but always on platform. That's fine. She knows if she ever wants to come for a different reason, who to call.
You ever text them or message them on their anniversary?
I don't. I probably should. I'm not that big of a CRM like machine, but I guess I'm just old school. But I have had repeat guests that are brides that come back to stay for their anniversary, which is their first or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think it's hard. I think you have to text rules.
I would need an assistant.
Disclosures are very tricky too with sending texts. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah, so but this is Miss Stacy.
Old school, I think.
Miss Stacy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You just text them like, hey, I know you're Your anniversary's coming up. Want to come back for...
That's pretty cool.
No, no, an idea.
And they're like, she remembers me.
Yeah. Oh, thank you guys so much for coming on. You guys, could you tell everyone where they can find you and book with you?
Sure. You go first, Kylan. I always mess mine up.
You have to read it first. Well, our Instagram is at GoGorgeGetaways, and our direct book link is in the bio.
Okay, so I do have a one-stop shop for finding all my information, like all my websites, my Instagram, Facebook, and stuff, but I have to look it up. So it's actually a link. It's a link tree. And
well, that's what mine is. It's a link
tree.
All
so,
the things.
Yes. Right, but I'm going to spell it out because I find it so weird. So it's linktr.ee and then / rare find rentals. Nice. So Linktree, rare find rentals. That's where you can find all my stuff.
That's awesome. You guys, listeners, go find them. Go follow them on all the socials, wherever they're at. Thank you guys so much for coming on, bringing your veils and all the knowledge about wedding groups. And thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.